You're listening to the Cup of Joe Morning Show podcast, hosted by Joe Hunter on the Sound of Life at soundoflife.org.
I got to tell you about this soccer star. I don't know if you know this or not, but these guys on the world stage of soccer, they make a lot of money, you know. His name is Sadio Mane. He's from Senegal, and he's on the British team in Liverpool. They're like the best in the world. He makes over $10 million a year. And so he's used to coming out, having paparazzi around. You know, he comes out of practice, photograph taken. His fans or people that were looking at the photographs know that they noticed that his cell phone, the screen is quite cracked and beat up. And I guess they were talking about it on social media. They're like, dude, why don't you get a new phone? Now, somebody like me, I mean, I would just, you know, I get paparazzi all the time. So I would just be like, shuffle it all, you know, like, well, not that important. You know, it still works. It's okay. But he took it to the next level. And this is what Sadio Mane said. He said, why would I want 10 Ferraris, 20 diamond watches, and 2 jet planes? But does somebody have that problem? He said, what would that do for the world? I starved. I worked in the fields. I played barefoot, and I didn't go to school. Now I can help people. I prefer to build schools and give poor people food or clothing. I have built schools and stadiums. We provide clothes, shoes, and food for people in extreme poverty. In addition, I give 70 euros per month to all people from a very poor Senegalese region in order to contribute to their family economy. I do not need to display luxury cars, luxury homes, trips, and even planes. I prefer that my people receive a little of what life has given me. And if you're wondering why God has blessed you so much, it's to give back. That's a great attitude right there. He does mention planes and cars a lot. Well, that's the circle that they travel in. That's the athletic, you know, the money that they're talking about right there that they travel in. Pretty good. And you do that kind of stuff, and you're not even a star soccer player.
The Cup of Joe Morning Show with Joe Hunter.
Slap some bacon on a biscuit and let's go. We're burning daylight.
The Sound of Life.
This is our God. This is an example right here. I just want to give a shout out to pregnancy centers around our area. Just really amazing. You're in a very, very difficult place, and you know that. And despite all that, you're saving babies. 17 years ago, Mexican Catholic actor by the name of Eduardo Verastegui convinced a couple not to abort their child. That child, whose name is Bella, is now 17 years old. 2 years ago, at an event entitled International Forum for Pregnant Women in a Vulnerable State at the Mexican Senate, Eduardo invited her to the stage. Bella told Eduardo, Godfather, thank you for saving my life, to which he replied, Goddaughter, thank you for saving mine. That Guadalupe clinic in Los Angeles that was started by him, Eduardo, back in 2011, they have saved, in first year, 600 unborn babies saved within the first year of its inauguration.
Awesome.
Yeah.
A great way to start your day. The Cup of Joe Morning Show.
Oh, you look like a man who could use more coffee.
The Sound of Life.
I got quite a truth quote from a man that I hadn't heard of before. Turns out I follow him on Instagram. Rodney Norman. Maybe you've seen him before. He bases his comedic character on his grandfather, who has his white hair all over the place, you know, quite long, big Duck Dynasty kind of beard thing. And he fluffs it all up and stuff, and he looks wild. And he's really funny. But this is a truth that hits home right here. It is absolutely true. But it's something that we never talk about, right? We talk a lot about fear. But as Jim Valvano said, we don't talk enough about love. And Rodney said, love is superior, but fear has better marketing and distribution.
Waking up with a Cup of Joe.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Rise and shine.
The Sound of Life.
Great story to show you that it's all about perspective. In case you forgot or get things a little bit out of perspective, which we all do, right? We got to be remembered. There was a shoe company in Utah gave a salesman a new opportunity. They sent him to a particular city in Africa, very excited. But within a week of being there, he called his boss and he said, I got to come back home. He said, this is a complete waste of time. Nobody here wears shoes. So the boss let him come home and he picked another salesperson to send to the same location in Africa. Within a week, the new salesperson called with a lot of excitement. This is amazing. Send more shoes. Bring more salespeople. No one here wears shoes. Same circumstances. A little bit different attitude. Amen. Right?
Yeah. Your daily dose of encouragement.
I've got a smile on my face and a twinkle in my eye.
The Cup of Joe Morning Show. The sound of life.
I bring in from Plugged In Movie Review, which really is a ministry of Focus on the Family. They do a great job. They are online, PluggedIn.com. They review everything in the media. Books. Imagine that. You know, all kinds of television shows that are out and popular that your kids want to watch. All these movies. I can tell these big blockbuster movies come out, and they always get that, not always, but a lot of times they get that PG-13 rating. And it's like, oh, boy. But I know that every kid's going to see that. I mean, not maybe your kids or grandkids, but certainly a lot of them will want to see it, you know, and it has a lot of rough stuff in there, probably that they shouldn't. But now we're talking about screens, and Jonathan McKee talks a lot about screens, and he has been over the years. And now that we're getting into camping, the private camp that is near me, oh, it's in full swing. It looks like the 1950s, except for the cars part there. I love it. But, you know, you've got Word of Life, you got camps, and kids go to camps, and you know what's happening. They don't have their screens with them.
It happens all the time in documented studies and maybe in your own home. Kids go camping or on a trip where there's no cell service and they come back feeling better about themselves, less moody. Who'd have thunk it? Well, a brand new study by the American Psychological Association validates exactly that connection. When teenagers cut back on screen time, they seem to feel better about themselves. It's that simple. In this particular study, research showed that limiting screen time to about an hour a day helped anxious young people feel better about their body image and appearance. Less comparison, less pressure to measure up, less focus on being liked and followed. Well, what ways can you encourage activities where screens are put away? How can you model this in your own home?
Reaching the heart of the Northeast, the sound of life.
You know, when you run out of words to say, you always say the name of Jesus. Absolutely. When you don't understand the outcome, bring your questions to Jesus. When you're not sure which step to take next, follow the lead of Jesus.
The sound of life.
What an incredible, extraordinary journey of resilience and compassion. Warwick Dunn, a true inspiration. He's overcome adversity, dedicated his life to making a difference. Now, get this. He's a senior in high school. His mother is a police officer in Baton Rouge, and she lost her life in the line of duty. So in the face of immense grief, he stepped up as the head of his family and raised his five siblings while pursuing his education. Not only did he graduate from college, but he made his mark not only in football in college, he went into the NFL, showcasing an exceptional talent on the field, yet his impact extends far beyond football. See, because he has a heart full of empathy, he has become an advocate for single moms, channeling his strength and success into a powerful mission. To this day, he has built over 145 houses for single mothers, providing them with this is incredible. Providing them, of course, with stability, security, and a place that they can truly call home. The hero of the day, Warwick Dunn.
A great way to start your day. The Cup of Joe Morning Show.
It's pretty cool. Back in, like 1950s, early 50s, a man named Harley Earl had this idea. He was influenced after World War II, watching Jaguars and MGs run road racing courses like Watkins Glen here. He felt America needed its own sports car, and he convinced General Motors to develop its own inexpensive two-seater. And in 1953, on this day, the Chevy Corvette rolled off the assembly line. It was an iconic American sports car from the get-go. I was quite surprised because I never asked where the name came from. I imagine back in the day it was be too hard to look it up. It's actually named after a very nimble warship. That's what it's named for. That's where the name comes from. So, made in Flint, Michigan there with the iconic checkered flag, part of the logo and stuff. I was thinking about that, you know, and I've never owned one. I have been in them. I've driven a friend's. But I thought, you know, every kid almost in America, you know, looked at one. He wanted one. Corvette convertible. It was the status, the iconic American sports car. And so your mind is just dwelling on it kind of thing. It's kind of like when you have Jesus living inside of you and your mind is just dwelling on this thing and wants it, you know. And then you try it. And to me, it wasn't at all like I expected it to be. It wasn't as satisfying, you know. And it's almost like, it's like that, right? When you try that, you know, it's... I'm not saying the Corvette's not a God thing, but I'm just saying when you try something, you have Jesus living inside of you, and then it's kind of like, ew, yeah.
Got that right.
You've been listening to the Cup of Joe Morning Show podcast on the Sound of Life, the Hudson Valley's 100% listener-funded Christian radio station. For more information on upcoming events, contests, to ask for prayer, and to become a member of the Sound of Life family by supporting the station, visit us at soundoflife.org.